That's perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history for the heavyweight championship of the world. Are you ready?
Go away. Go back to the docks where you belong. You go back to being a two-bit nothing. But don't you ever come back here again, because I'm too old to waste my time trying to train a no-good loser like you. You bum!
Now, the officials are ready. The fighters are in the ring, and they are ready. So for the thousands in attendance, and the millions watching around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits. And not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
It's the Friday Night Fights here with you until 8 p.m. Myself and Derek Gary here with you until 8 p.m. Who will win this week? Starting it up with Friday Night Songs. Friday Night Songs.
Living it up at last. Only every day. Some kind of voodoo. Same complications stand in the way. Nowhere to run to. My mind is dreaming, I'm somewhere else. Can't seem to shake it. I miss the feeling, having fun. No way to fake it. Living it up, living it up at last. Living it up, living it up, oh yeah. Living it up, living it up at last. Living it up, living it up, oh yeah. Friday night. Living it up at last. Living it up, oh yeah. Friday night. Living it up at last.
We're at the bottom of round one here. What has the better Friday night songs? Friday night song. It is The Cure versus Bell and James. This is Friday I'm in Love, acoustic version. Derek Gary is here with me. We're on until 8 p.m.
I'm in love.
It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Welcome, Derek Gehry, back to the studio. How are you?
It's been a while. It's nice to be back here. Yeah. Always nice to be back at WMFO in Medford.
Yes.
These glorious historic environs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I noticed that the Simpsons Aerosmith figures are no longer on the wall.
Oh, you're right. They're not there anymore.
That's changed.
Yeah. Where did those go?
There is still a...
The Whole Truth is still on the wall.
There is still a Whole Truth, Derek Gehry and Brian Joyce postcard hanging up there below a couple of your former postcards.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, some things are as they were, other things are not.
Yeah.
We've still got a bunch of Seattle Rock posters sitting over on the side. It's a good environment.
Yeah, it's fun. I enjoy coming here still, you know. I'm going to keep coming here until they kick me out.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what I'm doing.
It could be
next week. I don't know.
Makes sense.
We'll see. I'm going to be out the next 2 weeks, so next show will probably be in the mid-September. Otherwise, this is the last one for me. I have no idea.
Where are you going? You got nowhere to go.
Oh, I got to work. I'm going to work.
Oh, you're going to work.
I do other things to get paid. I can't just be doing this all the time. Yeah. Sometimes I'm just like, I got to get paid. I'm not showing up.
Yeah, if you did this, you'd be eating out of the dumpster out back because there's no money in this.
A few times this summer, I'm just like, nope, got to get paid. Yeah. Not showing up.
Yeah.
It's like.
Got to go sling some pizzas?
Yeah. Not anymore. No.
No more pizza slinging for you?
No. I got a few more things going on there. But I may come back there.
There you go.
Yeah, I talked to somebody about coming back there part-time and helping them out.
That's
in October.
That's a fun
in
gig.
November. Yeah, just Friday, Saturday nights.
Because the great thing about that gig is like people are happy to see you at your doorstep.
Oh, yeah, when you come with food, everybody's happy to see you.
Unlike other gigs you've had where you show up at someone's doorstep and they're like, why are you here and why won't you leave?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've all been there.
True. So the Friday Night Fights, this is a new show. This is my summer show. And basically, we started it a couple of different ways. I did it 1950s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and basically played out the decades with rounds of four songs. And then I'm like, you know what? It's easier just doing two. So this first one here is Friday Night Songs. And we had Bell and James. If anybody is asking themselves, whatever happened to Bell and James? Nobody seems to know, but they did have that hit.
Didn't Belle hook up with Sebastian at some point? Is that the Belle of Belle and Sebastian?
That could be Belle and Sebastian.
Might be. I don't know.
I'll have to research that during our next round here. But we had Living It Up, Oh Yeah, Friday Nights. And, of course, The Cure with an acoustic version of Friday, I'm in Love. So it's really the 1970s versus the 2000s on that one, because that is an acoustic version of Friday, I'm in Love. So go ahead, tell me what your thoughts are on that first round. Who would you pick?
If we got votes, has anybody chimed in on this and said?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. You get the first vote on this one.
All right. Really, acoustic is not Friday Night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Cure kind of loses on that. I'm not a fan of acoustic covers of your own music.
Sure, okay.
Because usually it's just an excuse to let the lead singer like dominate even more than usual. And Robert Smith really doesn't have a lot of business doing that. It's not, you know, I want to get pumped up on a Friday night, and Belle and Sebastian were doing that for me.
That's true. Yeah, I can see that.
But
all right.
But even then, like, those are some of the worst lyrics ever.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I went to work. Hey, I'm late. I went in through the back door. Hey, it's Friday. It's like, could you at least put a little passion into it?
Put a little effort into it.
Yeah. Put some. But in that song's defense, there was a stone cold groove going in back of it. And that carries the day for me. So,
all right,
I'm going with Belle and Sebastian, or Belle and James, Bartles and James,
Bartles and James, Leroy Bell and Casey James,
Johnson and Johnson.
They played in a band called Special Blend before beginning to write songs together. Special Blend—that's a nice name for a band.
I recognize that name for something. I don't remember
Special
what.
Special K, maybe?
No, Special Blend. I remember that name.
Special Blend. A&M Records, it says Bell and James were active from 1978 to 81. So this one came in 1979. It made U.S. Black Singles number 7 in the Hot 100 number 15.
Yeah,
great song. I have to say my disclosure is I like all the songs that I'm putting on the list. However, I've never actually preferred one to the other. So I'm actually giving it some thought as we're voting here. And I like what you said about Belle and James because I love Friday I'm in Love, and I love that acoustic version of it, but I like the fact that you said, you know what, it's really not a good one for a Friday night. I want to live it up a little bit, so I'm going to give one to Belle and James there too. I'm going to give that. So we got two votes for Belle and James. Living It Up in parentheses, Friday night.
You know what I'm looking for out of a Friday night song?
Mm-hmm.
If we think back to the old Kiss 108 days, I don't know if anybody's still doing it or not, but every Friday night at 5:55, they played Working for the Weekend by Loverboy.
Oh,
and it was
song.
Like that drum solo comes in, and then the guitar comes in, and you're like, you're ready to, like, if you're wearing work clothes, you're going to tear them off and run through the streets screaming it's Friday. You know,
that's true.
You're just ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Bartles and James there really had that going for me.
Bartles and James. I love a good Sun Country wine cooler, too. You remember the Bartles and James and the Sun Country wine coolers?
I was more of
Passion.
It's more of a California cooler guy because you get that big 2-liter bottle and you're not wasting time with that.
Yeah. I remember, in high school, it was the Purple Passion. The Bartles and James, the Sun Country wine coolers came in a 2-liter.
Yeah, back in my day, before we had Four Loko, the kids got messed up on those 2-liter wine coolers.
That's right. And then, that was in high school for us. And then college, Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it got really rough.
I could never do the Mad Dog 2020. I was a beer drinker in college.
Yeah. The Golden Anniversaries, it was $6 for a case of beer, a quarter of beer. That was always nice.
We had
Rolling Rocks, Red, White, and Blue.
What the heck was
Pabst Blue Ribbon?
Oh yeah, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Yeah. We had Natural Ice. If you ever now, here's the interesting thing: Natty Ice.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever poured it out of the can into a glass, which I don't think anybody ever really did, but if you did do that, you discovered that it was completely clear.
A Natty Ice.
Natty Ice had no color whatsoever.
Huh, interesting.
It was clear beer.
Nice.
And then Schaefer.
Schaefer, sure.
Was another popular one.
Yeah.
There were a little bit of wheat at the bottom of every can.
Little Coors, little Busch.
Little something to chew on at the bottom of that Schaefer can.
Remember the ones that had the abacus on the bottle? I think those were Coors, weren't they?
No.
When you flipped the little...
the Rebus puzzle?
The Rebus puzzle on the short bottles.
That was private stock by Heffenreffer.
Oh,
or Heffenreckers, nice. As we used to call them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could get a 64-ounce bottle of that.
Oh, nice.
And one of those was enough for the night. That was a Heffenreker if you had one of those.
I always liked those little short stubby bottles.
Yeah, they had those too.
Yeah.
Mickey's Big Mouth came in those short little stubby bottles. There was this one, I can't remember the name of it now, but it was this Canadian beer. And it had a
bottle. It was a Red Dog.
It had a bottle opener in the bottom of the bottle.
Oh.
And
really?
I cannot for the life of me remember the name of this thing. But they were super cheap, and we discovered after a while the reason they were super cheap is they weren't 12 ounces. They were 11 and a half ounces with the bottle opener stuck in there.
That's all right, though. You get a bottle opener, which is nice.
Yeah, but
you take it to go.
But, you know, for every six, you're down like 3 ounces of beer.
Yeah.
And that can be a problem.
That's the American way.
Like, why am I drinking so many of these compared to everything else that I drank? And it's like, there's less beer in here.
It's the American way now. Everything's gone down. Like a 64-ounce orange juice is now like 57 ounces.
Yeah, sure.
My yogurt is like gone from 4 ounces to like 3.2.
Shrinkflation.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And they're still putting, and now it's, they're putting in less product and they're charging more too.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is ridiculous. You know?
Yeah. I walk into 7-Eleven and all the Hershey's candy is marked fun size. You know, it's like, what happened
There's
to the big Hershey
fun
bar
about fun
anymore?
Size. Nothing fun.
That's
about
not a fun size. No.
Stinks. Well, I got a whole list of stuff here. We got Friday Night Songs. We got Schoolhouse Rock. We got How Was Your Day? The Candy Round. Turn on the Lights. I'm going to let Derek pick the next round and I will fiddle with my iPod Classic here today. To give us the next round here. If you want to actually vote, go to DJWMFO at WMFO.org, or you can private message me on the Facebook if you like. And I set up a chat in the chat room at DJ Chat. So far, we have Sam Adams is great and cans suck.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cans don't suck.
More music, less cat.
Wow.
Less cat. What's cat?
I don't know. I think that's more talk, less rock.
Oh, that's all right.
You know what I'm going to go for here, Chris, is round 15, which is stepping out, because it's Friday night.
Friday night.
We're getting ready to go out and rip it up.
Stepping out songs. Okay, like, so this
like
this
we're going
round,
out and ripping it up after this. Like, you would not you would not believe how hard Chris and I rip it up. We're ripping it up. Wow.
The old days we used to rip it up.
Yeah.
The old days are used to wrap it up.
Like, the as soon as our cars roll into a town, the police are following us. They're like, where are they going?
Mm-hmm.
We need to know, because they're ripping it up.
Let's see. I'm going to give you Steppin' Out songs. So these are two songs called Steppin' Out.
All right.
All right. That's as easy as it gets. So these are two songs called Steppin' Out. One is from the '70s and one is from the '80s.
You need a couple of songs about ripping it up, and I don't see ripping it up in here, but we'll settle for Steppin' Up.
Steppin' Out. The first one is by a band called ELO. Jeff Lynne will be playing in Boston over the next month or two. This is ELO with one called Steppin' Out from the '70s here on Friday Night Fights. Which one do you like better?
Thank you.
All right, second Steppin' Out song is from Mr. Joe Jackson from 1982. Which one do you like better, WMFO.org, DJ Chat, post your votes. Friday Night Fights here with you till 8 p.m. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I am here. My name is Chris Earle, and I am with Derek Carey, and we are doing the Friday Night Fights. Thanks for listening to your freeform station, WMFO, here in Medford, Massachusetts. So, we had round two Steppin' Out songs. We had the great Joe Jackson with 1982 Steppin' Out, and we had ELO, which I believe is from the Rockaria album. I think it's around 76.
That's a great album.
With Steppin' Out. Not an ELO song that's played a lot.
No.
Both great songs, I thought. What do you think on the Steppin' Out round? Go ahead.
I love both of those bands. I love both of those songs. Rockaria is a great album, but I don't know if the kids like know Joe Jackson anymore.
Probably not.
Like, Joe Jackson seems to be one of those forgotten artists.
Joe Jackson, alive or dead? What do you think?
He's alive. I know that.
I know that, too, yes.
But he's someone who transcended, like, the 70s and the 80s and was a big, big, big influence on alternative rock.
Mm-hmm.
He was also an out, openly gay musician at a time when there weren't a lot of out, openly gay musicians.
What?
And Night and Day is one of the greatest albums ever.
Very good, yeah.
The first side of Night and Day is all one continuous track,
mm-hmm.
where the songs just kind of blend into each other. And his backup band on that album is amazing. Every song on side one is amazing. Side two is a little more conventional. Stepping Out is the last song on side one.
Right.
And it's just such a good album. It's like, it's the kind of album that you put on when you're going to have brunch on a Sunday morning.
Sure.
And you just chuck that on and you've got it going in the background. You're like, this is amazing music.
What about a fight on a Friday night?
For a Friday night, I got to go with Joe Jackson just because that song is so good.
Yeah.
And the song really kind of puts you in a mood to like, hey, you know what? I'm going to go out and I'm going to go to the lounge and listen to some music.
It is very good. It's an excellent song. I'm going to think about this one for a minute. I'm going to think about this one because I love the ELO one, and I was listening to that over and over again all week. And as much as I love the Joe Jackson one, I want to give some love to ELO, but I'm not going to give my vote for this one yet. I'm going to hold on to this one, see if we can get some more here. DJ Chat at WMFO, we have two more for Stepping Out. And we have, somebody asked for Judas Priest, Another Thing Coming.
Wow.
Nope, that's not the Stepping Out round.
That's a good Friday night song, though.
That's the Another Thing Coming round. Yeah.
You got another thing coming.
Very good.
Nice. Yeah.
I've noticed, I'm sending these things out, and mostly, like, I'll post them out to Facebook, and most of my friends, I'm like, hey, pick one or the other, the Beatles or the Stones. And they'll be like, Ozzy. And I'm like, hey, pick one or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beatles or the Stones.
You know, the interesting thing about
the Bangles.
Yeah. The interesting thing about Joe Jackson is all of his fans from the 70s kind of walked away from him in the early to mid 1980s because they said he got too loungy. Because he started out as like in your face, angry young man, like alt rock and roll guy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was a little bitchy.
Yeah. Is She Really Going Out With Him is like the song that everybody knows from like the early 80s. But then he does this album and then he goes super loungy after that. And I think his studio stuff and his lounge stuff is amazing.
Yeah, I love Breaking Us in Two.
Oh, good song.
Yeah, that's
good
a great song.
That's on Night and Day.
Yes.
There's an amazing song on Night and Day called Real Men.
Yeah, that's the very first one. Yeah.
Which is about, you know, being gay, basically.
Yeah. Love being gay.
Yeah.
He loved it.
Yeah. He busted down the doors so the Pet Shop Boys could walk through it.
Joe Jackson, of course, Michael Jackson's white brother.
That's right.
Yeah. For those of you who didn't know that, Joe Jackson, Michael Jackson's white brother.
It was originally going to be the Jackson 6, and then Joe got kicked out because he was white.
Yeah.
Motown was like, you know, Berry Gordy's sitting there like, what's the white guy doing over here? Get him out.
Joe Jackson Sr. is like, I have to have Little Joe. Little Joe was Joe Jackson.
I need funk. Where's the funk? That guy's not bringing funk.
So, all right, I'm going to move on to round three. I'm going to give mine to Joe Jackson.
Nice.
After all this chat, I'm going to give mine to Joe Jackson as well, which is sweeping right now. I don't see anything for ELO there. We still have that one open, and we're going to keep Bell and James open and The Cure. We got a couple for The Cure. Bell and James are leading the Friday night songs for round one. Derek said, Derek was talking about ripping it up. So I'm going to give you two about ripping it up. And we're going to go all the way back to the 50s on this one. I'm going to give you Bill Haley and the Comets with Rip It Up.
Let's rip it up.
Well, Saturday night and I just got paid. Think about the money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go. Have a time for Saturday night. And baby, I feel fine. I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up. I'm gonna break it up. I'm gonna lock it up at the ball tonight. Well, I got me a baby and I won't be late. In my 88, a shag on down by the social hall. When the joint starts jumping, gonna have me a ball. I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up. I'm gonna break it up. I'm gonna lock it up at the ball tonight. Went along about 10, I'm breezing high. I walk on out to that groovy sky.
life. But I don't care if I spend my dough, cause tonight I'm gonna be one hyper soul. I'm gonna rock it up, I'm gonna rip it up, I'm gonna shake it up, I'm gonna break it up, I'm gonna lock it up at the ball tonight. Go, 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 go. Just got paid, fool about the money, don't try to save it. My heart says go, go, have a time on Saturday night, baby, how I feel fine. I'm gonna rock it up, I'm gonna rip it up, I'm gonna shake it up, I'm gonna break it up, I'm gonna rock it up at the ball tonight. Well, along about 10, I'm breezing high, I walk on out into the groovy sky. But I don't care if I spend my dough, cause tonight I'm gonna be one happy soul. I'm gonna rock it up, I'm gonna rip it up, I'm gonna shake it up, I'm gonna break it up, I'm gonna lock it up at the ball tonight.
All right. It's gonna be the 1950s versus the 70s, ripping it up. Here's the Stones. Little bonus there with Little Richard in the background doing the same one as Bill Haley in the Comets. Rip nice. It up from the 50s.
70 years ago was when Rock Around the Clock was recorded.
Great song.
And gave birth to rock and roll.
Yeah.
So we've been rocking for 70 years now. And rock is feeling its age. I mean, let's be honest about that.
So Rip It Up was originally a Little Richard's song, and that was a cover by Bill Haley and the Comets.
Wow.
But it was also in 1956. So Little Richard had that with Ready Teddy on the B-side in June 1956. And then right afterwards, Bill Haley and the Comets came in, and they reached number 4 in the UK with that one. And I love the Little Richard one, too. What do you think? And, of course, the Stones. with Rip This Joint from Exile on Main Street, one of the best Stones albums, in my opinion, from 1972.
This is a little bit like comparing MS-DOS to the Android operating system. You know, it's like,
that's right.
One of them is like, hey, here's this thing you can do, and the other one is like, wow! You
know, right.
I mean, you got to go with the Stones, right?
You're going with the Stones
on this
one. I got
to go with the Stones, because it's good. You know, you learned from the masters, and you found a way to do it even better.
The Stones, it's such a great song. I've played that over and over again. I have to say, if I want to play Rip It Up, it's going to be the Little Richard version of it. So I'm going to go for the Stones on this one. So I'm going to give the Stones this one.
You should put Little Richard up against the Stones, because that's a fair battle. You know?
I was going to put Bill Haley and the Comets up against Little Richard, and that's not really even a fair battle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little Richard wins every time.
Because Little Richard doesn't really know what he's doing when he's doing all this, but he does know what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And it's like Little Richard is inventing like what arena rock is going to become.
Little Richard and Joe Jackson, I bet you they would have gotten along very well.
Because think about
both closeted gay men.
The Stones love Little Richard. The Beatles love Little Richard.
I love Little Richard.
I don't think The Who was that big on Little Richard, but everybody else was like, Little Richard, this is it. This is that and Elvis is what they were listening to.
The Who. The Who's Left album.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Who. I love The Who, but I'm so sick of them playing Quadrophenia and Tommy over and over again. It's like, don't you have any other songs?
No,
come on, guys.
It's the only stuff they can actually play anymore. Like, do you really want to hear Roger Daltrey doing Teenage Wasteland at the age of 80?
No.
There we go.
Not at all.
There we go.
So stepping out, I'm going to name Bell and James the winner on that. The 1970s wins round one, and I'm going to name stepping out round to Joe Jackson. So we have one for the 80s, we have one for the 70s, and Rip It Up. Bill Haley and the Comets or the Stones? We have two from myself and Derek. Which one would you like? We got one for Bill Haley that just came in.
Oh, nice.
DJ chat. You guys can post there. You can also send me a message on Facebook if you like. And we will go to round four here. I want to tell you before we go to round four, I was into the I went for my flu shot today. And it's a little early in the season, but I got the flu.
I gotta get my COVID shot. I gotta get those shots.
You gotta get everything. Yeah. Get the works. Get the measles. Get the rubellas.
I gotta get the finger and the bum bum.
Oh, do that. That's worth doing. I've done that three times.
And
I ask for extra digits every time.
Yeah. I'm at that magical age where they're like, we want to put a finger in your bum bum, and it's like, okay, all right.
Why not?
Yeah.
It's Friday night. Why not?
So they should do that on a Friday night. You know, it's like, can I get some margaritas while you do this? You can shoot me up. You can do whatever you want. Let me have some margaritas. And, you know.
Yeah. Doctor's like, colonoscopy. I'm like, Friday night, 9 p.m. Schedule it. 9 p.m.
Send me home with one of those IVs that lets you recover.
So I went into the grocery store, and I'm like, all right, I'll get myself a little something for breakfast or whatever. And I picked out a little corned beef for later on. And a lady who was probably in her 80s, and she, like, busted on by and, like, almost pushed me out of the way. She didn't have a cart or anything, but she almost pushed me out of the way. And she went, oh, my God, is that what I think it is? Chorizo. And I'm like,
wow.
I'm like, yeah, I go, that's chorizo, right? And I wasn't into chorizo. I was just picking up some corned beef. And she goes, I'm Portuguese. And I go, okay. And she goes, that's chorizo. And I go, oh, yeah. I said, sure is. And I said, my mom, my grandmother, we all loved it. And they were down Fall River. I said, she's like, what's that other one that they got? And I go, linguiça. And she goes, that's it. That's the one. And she goes, this, you made my day. That's what she said.
Wow.
And then she walked away. And I'm like, she didn't buy anything. She was just excited to see me. I'm like, what is going on?
Wow.
I felt like the lady was like channeling my grandmother or something, because she loved chorizo. We used to call it shitties.
I mean, if you're that excited about seeing chorizo, shouldn't you buy some? I'm assuming this is Market Basket.
I think she was crazy.
Oh, maybe.
But, you know, you can't even say that word anymore, right? She was challenged.
Yes.
She was challenged. But she was a happy drunk, I think.
Well, that's good.
I don't know what she was, but she was easily in her 80s. She was definitely Portuguese, and she was very happy to see me. And I didn't want to talk to her. I wanted to get the hell out of there. But maybe, I was like, all right, I'll stop and talk for 10 seconds.
Maybe she was going to the ATM to get money to come back and buy the chorizo.
It was a surprise, but it was a welcome one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Senator Palpatine was
You don't see chorizo every day.
No.
And I don't see Portuguese women like that every day either. It's nice. Older ladies like me. They like to, they see my face and they like to talk to me for some reason.
Try and find some sweet bread around here. You can't do
it. Oh, it's the best.
Nobody's got it.
We should have Portuguese night.
Nobody's got it. We used to have a lot of Portuguese around here. Now where are they? There's like three of them hanging out in New Bedford. Everybody else left.
Yeah. Used to call them the Portuguese.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a, that's not a slur, is it?
I don't Portuguese? Think so. I don't think so.
I don't think so. It depends on the way you say it, I guess.
If it is, we're sorry.
It was like, well, I guess anything can be, right? You could say white or white.
Yeah.
He's white. That's awful. Let's go to another round. Why don't you pick this round? And we'll get it ready on the little controller here.
We got a hot, hot round coming up, but we're going to save it. I don't want to blow my load on this round yet. You know, it's Friday night. Maybe you're going to go see some comedy. How about we do the joke round?
The joke round. Okay, so it is round. Okay.
Right, it's Friday night. Go to a comedy club.
Round. Okay.
I think the Comedy Studio 2.0 is open now or opening soon or whatever.
Is it really?
Going on with that? I don't know.
I saw something about it, but there's like, it's going to be all 18-year-old kids.
No, they sent me an email, and I was like, I'm not interested in this anymore. Mm. So
let's start
But go see some comedy. Comedy's fun.
It's going to be the 70s versus the 80s on the joke round here. This is about starting a joke. This first one is from the Bee Gees from the 1970s.
I started a joke which started the whole world crying, but I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole if I'd only see that the joke was on me. The joke was on me.
The joke round from the 80s, Eric B. and Rakim with I Ain't No Joke. What do you like better? 70s, 80s.
I ain't no joke. I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music. Maybe it's a habit, I gotta use it. Even if it's jazz or the quiet storm, I hook a beat up, convert it into hip-hop form. Write a rhyme and graffiti in every show you see me in. Deep concentration, cause I'm no comedian. Jokers are wild, if you wanna be tame. I treat you like a child and you're gonna be named. Another enemy, not even a friend of me. Cause you'll get fried in the end when you pretend to be competing. Cause I just put your mind on pause and I complete when you compare my rhyme with yours. I wake you up and as I stare in your face, you seem stunned. Remember me, the one you got your idea from. But soon you start to suffer, the tuna get rougher. When you start to stutter, that's when you had enough of fighting it'll make you choke. You can't provoke, you can't cope. You should have broke because I ain't no joke. Joke. As serious as cancer. Who can keep the average dancer hyper as a heart attack? Nobody's smiling, cause you're expressing the rhyme that I'm styling. This is what we all sit down to write. You can't make it, so you take it home, break it and bite. Use pieces and bits of all my hip-hop hits. Get the style down, packed in, it's time to switch. Put my tape on pause and add some more to yours. Then you figured you're ready for the neighborhood chores. The E-M-C-E-E, don't even try to be. When you come up to speak, don't even lie to me. You like to exaggerate, dream and imaginate. Then change the rhyme around, that could aggravate me. So when you see me come up, freeze, or you'll be one of those seven MCs. They think that I'm a new jack, but only if they knew that. They who think wrong, or they who can't do that style that I'm doing, they might ruin patterns of paragraphs based on you. And you all be DJ, if anything he play sound familiar, I'll wait till he say play him. So I'ma have to diss who broke, you can get a smack for this. I ain't no joke. The microphone like a grudge. Be a whole record so the needle don't budge. I hold a conversation cause what I invent, I nominated my DJ the president. When I'm CI, I'll keep a freestyle going steadily. So pucker up and whistle my melody. But whatever you do, don't miss one. There'll be another rough rhyme after this one. Before you know it, you're following it fiending, waiting for the punchline to get the meaning. Like before, the moral of my story I'm telling, nobody beats the R, so stop yelling. Save it, put it in your pocket for later, cause I'm moving the crowd and be a rector fader. No interruptions till the mic is broke. When I'm gone, then you can joke, cause everything is real on the serious tip. Keep playing and I get furious quick, and I take it for a walk through hell. Freeze your dome, then watch your eyeball swell. Guide you out of triple stage darkness. When it get dark again, then I'ma spark this microphone, cause the heat is on. You see smoke in the finish when the beat is gone. I'm no joke, no joke, no joke.
WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. That was Songs with Joke in the title. First one was I Started a Joke, the Bee Gees, an early single by them. And the last one was I Ain't No Joke by Eric B. and Rakim. Go ahead, Derek. What do you think? 70s versus the 80s on that one.
For everybody who's listening, I have a list in front of me of what all the rounds could be, and it just says the joke round.
Right.
And I sit there and I see the joke round, and I'm like, well, maybe it's going to be stand-up comedy. Maybe it's going to be something fun. What I'm not expecting is Ennio Morricone-esque 1970s angst rock from the Bee Gees.
That's what happens in a game show. You never know what's behind the door.
Terrible.
Yep.
So I'm going with the hip and the hop on that one, which
nice.
Is far more appropriate for a Friday night.
Sure.
Than let's smoke pot and talk about how awful the world is, and then go drown in a lake.
The Wallflowers did a great version of the I Started a Joke, I think. And it's a good song.
It is a good song.
It's kind of, it's kind of a sad song. And Eric B. and Rakim are just fantastic no matter what they do. I'm going to hold off on that one because we got a Bee Gees vote that came in for that. I want to hear what other people have to say, too. DJ chat, go to WMFO.org, or if you have my Facebook, you can post under there to the people that are under there.
I mean, here's the thing. I love that era,
mm-hmm.
and I love the music of that era, and I know the music. Like, when I say that's Euro Angst Rock, I know what Euro Angst Rock sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
There's tons of it and tons of it. And a lot of it was very heavily influenced by the soundtrack music that Ennio Morricone and Giorgio Moroder were pushing out. Those songs were turning into huge hits, and so everybody was going out and doing that kind of stuff. And it's good. It's interesting, but it's like, it's not what I'm looking for on a Friday night. I'm here to rip it up.
You're right. All right, I'm going Eric B. and Rakim. I don't need to wait any longer
No. Let's see.
I'm going Eric B. and Rakim.
I would like to see the Bee Gees pull this one out if they can. So
it's possible.
If you're listening, vote for the Bee Gees because I'm quietly pulling for that one. But that, to me, that's a Saturday afternoon song. It's not a Friday night song.
Mm-hmm. So we still got a few rounds open right now. We have the Rip It Up round. We had Bill Haley and the Comets from the 50s or the Stones from the 70s. And we also had the Bee Gees and Eric B. and Rakim. So far, round one went to the 70s. Round two went to the 80s. Next round, I'm going to pick one because I want to get to this round because I had it on here the last couple of weeks and I haven't got to play it yet. And I really like this round that I picked here. This is going to be the candy round. So it's going to be the candy round is the next round, round four here.
I was going to recommend the candy round because you got to get that sugar fix going if you're going to get out there and have some fun on Friday night,
and
right?
If you're thinking it's going to be Wonka, it's not Wonka. I found, you're not going to be surprised by one, but I think you're going to be very surprised by the other pick on this one, which is one is going to be from the Beatles, of course, and then the second one is going to be from the company called Hasbro. A song from Candyland. So we're going to have Savoy Truffle, and we are going to have, after that, Licorice Land.
Nice.
Here we go. Round five here on the Friday Night Fights. All right, we are in the middle of round five. It is the candy round. The next one is called Licorice Land from Lord Licorice himself from 2005.